When the NWO destroys anything less, would be civilized.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, friends, fellow wisdom seekers, fellow truth seekers, to the Brave New World Order, straight out the dungeons of podcasting. I am your host, Brandon St. One. Thank you all so much for joining me for this episode as we dive into the Corpus Hermeticum, a collection of 17 Greek Hermetic treatises attributed to Hermes Trismegistus, or Hermes the Thrice Greatest, the author of the Emerald Tablet as well, and he may have also been known as Thoth in Egypt, and the Emerald Tablets of Thoth have been attributed to him. If you are new to the show, I have done many an episode on the Emerald Tablets and the Hermetics. I even read the whole Kybalion in two parts. If this type of stuff is your thing, definitely go check out the oldies but goodies and let me know what you think, because I love this stuff and I hope that you do too. And the Corpus Hermeticum is very fascinating because it seems to be legit. It's not all this speculation like the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. Even though I do enjoy the Emerald Tablets, I enjoy the words, the message, but the whole story of Maurice, aka Dr. Doriel, is very fascinating and definitely sketchy. But the writings of the Corpus Hermeticum go back to possibly 100 to 300 AD, or Common Era, as it's called these days. So right around the time of early Christianity. In fact, it was the early church officials that were really obsessed with these texts. And some believe that's the reason why they were allowed to survive for as long as they did, because the early Christians believed that they were very important. And throughout the Renaissance and Reformation, which is like the 1400s, 1500s, and 1600s, Hermeticism was really important. And most people knew about it, and it was seen as kind of an intermediary between Christianity and paganism. In 1463, Marsilio Ficino, who was a Catholic priest, translated, he was the first person to translate from Greek these Hermetic texts into Latin, and that's what became the Corpus Hermeticum. So he was a Catholic priest. And he was working for the Medicis. So that just goes to show you how the people at the time and the high church officials and some of the people running the world at the time looked at these Hermetic texts. So that's the Latin translation, the original. The one that I'm going to be reading from today is from George R.S. Meade, also known as G.R.S. Meade. He was one of those Theosophical Society people like Helena Blavatsky. He was probably a piece of shit like Aleister Crowley and all those people who were into this stuff in the early 1900s. But they were translating and bringing a lot of this stuff to the public knowledge, and it's out there now because of them. So I give them props for that, but I don't trust those people, the Theosophical Society people, or the Golden Dawn people, the OTO, all that stuff. I think Hermeticism dives into the fabric of reality and definitely is one of those things that can be used probably for good and definitely for evil, depending on what the motives are and the intention behind the person using it. And it seems like maybe the famous people that we all know, like the Blavatskys and the Crowleys, they were more inclined to use black magic and the darker side of things. And that's probably why we know who they are. Maybe that's part of the bargains that they made with these dark forces. It's the same thing with mainstream religion. You can use it and be a good person and really try to follow the words of Jesus and what he did. Or you can be like a mega church Joel Osteen type of person and you're ripping off your whole congregation and just being a piece of shit. You get what I'm saying. It just sucks that some really interesting stuff is attached to people like Helena Blavatsky and Aleister Crowley. And then it just seems like the waters get muddied. Because they always turn it into some crazy sex magic blood rituals. And they make it look like anybody who wants to read into this stuff is some kind of weirdo like that. But we're going to dive into this stuff anyway. Because who gives a shit what people think? So let's go into what is in the Corpus Hermeticum. And then I'm going to read the first book in its entirety. And I'm going to do this like I did with the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. I'm going to release each book of the Corpus Hermeticum in its entirety in individual episodes for you to enjoy. So what's in the Corpus Hermeticum? Well, it consists of 15 total books. The first one is called the Pomandris. It's the account of a revelation given to Hermes Trismegistus by the being Pomandris, or Man Shepherd, an expression of the universal mind. The next 8 chapters are called the General Sermons. They are short dialogues or lectures discussing various basic points of Hermetic philosophy. Then the next follows the Key, which is chapter 10. It's a summary of the General Sermons, and after this is a set of 4 tractates, Mind Unto Hermes and About the Common Mind. There's also the Secret Sermon on the Mountain and the Letter of Hermes to Asclepius, and that's chapters 11 through 14. And those are touching on the more mystical aspects of Hermeticism. The collection is rounded off by the definitions of Asclepius unto King Amon, which is chapter 15. And that is probably 3 fragments from longer works. So that is all what is in the Corpus Hermeticum. And we are going to go through every single book, starting with the first book. And these are all taken from, like I said, G.R.S. Mead's translations. So let's swan dive head first into the abyss. This is the first book of the Corpus Hermeticum. The Corpus Hermeticum, the first book. O my son, write this first book, both for humanity's sake and for piety towards God. For there can be no religion more true or just than to know the things that are, and to acknowledge thanks for all things to him that made them, which thing I shall not cease continually to do. What then should a man do, O Father, to lead his life well, seeing there is nothing here true? Be pious and religious, O my son, for he that doth so is the best and highest philosopher, and without philosophy it is impossible ever to attain to the height and exactness of piety or religion. But he that shall learn and study the things that are, and how they are ordered and governed, and by whom and for what cause, or to what end, will acknowledge thanks to the workman as to a good father, an excellent nurse, and a faithful steward. And he that gives thanks shall be pious or religious. And he that is religious shall know both where the truth is and what it is, and learning that, he will be yet more and more religious. For never, O son, shall or can that soul, which while it is in the body, lightens and lifts up itself to know and comprehend that which is good and true, slide back to the contrary. For it is infinitely enamored thereof, and forgetteth all evils. And when it hath learned and known its father and progenitor, it can no more apostatize or depart from that good. And let this, O son, be the end of religion and piety, whereunto, when thou art once arrived, thou shalt both live well and die blessedly, whilst thy soul is not ignorant whether it must return and fly back again. For this only, O son, is the way to the truth, which our progenitors traveled in, and by which, making their journey, they at length attained to the good. It is a venerable way, and plain, but hard and difficult for the soul to go in that is in the body. For first must it war against its own self, and after much strife and dissension, it must be overcome of one part. For the contention is of one against two, whilst it flies away, and they strive to hold and detain it. But the victory of both is not like, for the one hasteth to that which is good, but the other is a neighbor to the things that are evil, and that which is good desireth to be set at liberty, but the things that are evil love bondage and slavery. And if the two parts be overcome, they become quiet and are content to accept of it as their ruler. But if the one be overcome of the two, it is by them led and carried to be punished by its being and continuance here. This is, O son, the guide in the way that leads thither, for thou must first forsake the body before thy end, and get the victory in this contention and strifeful life. And when thou hast overcome, return. But now, O my son, I will be heads run through the things that are. Understand thou what I say, and remember what thou hearest. All things that are moved. Only that which is not is unmovable. Every body is changeable. Not every body is dissolvable. Some bodies are dissolvable. Every living thing is not mortal. Not every living thing is immortal. That which may be dissolved is also corruptible. That which abides always is unchangeable. That which is unchangeable is eternal. That which is always made is always corrupted. That which is made but once is never corrupted, neither becomes any other thing. First, God. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. the world for man, man for God. Of the soul, that part which is sensible is mortal, but that which is reasonable is immortal. Every essence is immortal. Every essence is unchangeable. Everything that is double. None of the things that are stand still. Not all things are moved by a soul, but everything that is moved by a soul. Everything that suffers is sensible. Everything that is sensible suffereth. Everything that is sad rejoiceth also, and is also mortal living creature. Not everything that joyeth is also sad, but is an eternal living thing. Not every body is sick. Every body that is sick is dissolvable. The mind in God, reasoning, or disputing, or discoursing in man. Reason in the mind. The mind is void of suffering. No thing in a body true. All that is incorporeal is void of lying. Everything that is made is corruptible. Nothing good upon earth, nothing evil in heaven. God is good, man is evil. Good is voluntary or of its own accord. Evil is involuntary or against its will. The gods choose good things as good things. Time is a divine thing. Law is humane. Malice is the nourishment of the world. Time is the corruption of man. Whatsoever is in heaven is unalterable. All upon earth is alterable. Nothing in heaven is servanted. Nothing upon earth free. Nothing unknown in heaven. Nothing known upon earth. The things upon earth communicate not with those in heaven. All things in heaven are unblameable. All things upon earth are subject to reprehension. That which is immortal is not mortal. That which is mortal is not immortal. That which is sown is not always begotten, but that which is begotten always is sown. Of a dissolvable body, there are two times, one from sowing to generation, one from generation to death. Of an everlasting body, the time is only from the generation. Dissolvable bodies are increased and diminished. Dissolvable matter is altered into contraries, to wit, corruption and generation, but eternal matter into itself and its like. The generation of man is corruption. The corruption of man is the beginning of generation. That which offsprings or begetteth another is itself an offspring or begotten by another. Of things that are, some are in bodies, some in their ideas. Whatsoever things belong to operation or working are in a body. That which is immortal partakes not of that which is mortal. That which is mortal cometh not into a body immortal, but that which is immortal cometh into that which is mortal. Operations or workings are not carried upwards, but descend downwards. Things upon earth do nothing advantage those in heaven, but all things in heaven do profit and advantage the things upon earth. Heaven is capable and a fit receptacle of everlasting bodies, the earth of corruptible bodies. The earth is brutish, the heaven is reasonable or rational. Those things that are in heaven are subjected or placed under it, but the things on earth are placed upon it. Heaven is the first element. Providence is divine order. Necessity is the minister or servant of providence. Fortune is the carriage or effect of that which is without order, the idol of operation, a lying fantasy or opinion. What is God? The immutable or unalterable good. What is man? An unchangeable evil. If thou perfectly remember these heads, thou canst not forget those things which in more words I have largely expounded unto thee. For these are the contents or abridgment of them. Avoid all conversation with the multitude or common people, for I would not have thee subject to envy, much less to be ridiculous unto the many. For the like always takes to itself that which is like, but the unlike never agrees with the unlike. Such discourses as these have very few auditors, and peradventure very few will have, but they have something peculiar unto themselves. They do rather sharpen and whet evil men to their maliciousness. Therefore, it behoveth to avoid the multitude and take heed of them as not understanding the virtue and power of the things that are said. How dost thou mean, O Father? Thus, O Son, the whole nature and composition of those living things called men is very prone to maliciousness, and is very familiar and as it were nourished with it, and therefore is delighted with it. Now this white if shall come to learn or know that the world was once made, and all things are done according to providence and necessity, destiny or fate bearing rule over all, will he not be much worse than himself, despising the whole because it was made? And if he may lay the cause of evil upon fate or destiny, he will never abstain from any evil work. Wherefore, we must look warily to such kind of people, that being in ignorance, they may be less evil for fear of that which is hidden and kept secret. Okay, all right. Thank you all so much for coming along with me on that journey. That was the Corpus Hermeticum, the first book. I hope that you all enjoyed that. If you did, please smash that like button. Give a thumbs up. Share this with your friends, your family, strangers, anybody that will listen to you. Leave a review on whatever platform you listen to this podcast. You can also head over to Spotify and answer the Q&A. I really do appreciate each and every one of you joining me, coming along with me on this journey, because that's what it is. It's a journey exploring this realm, this reality. So thank you all so very much for joining me, Brandon St. One. Much more to come from the Brave New World Order. In the meantime, think positive, question everything, think for yourself. Much love, peace out.